You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together trek through the New Testament, and we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 today. I just wanted to get the word out here. Thank you again for having us tuned in. WGOD Radio. You'll find us on Facebook right there at that page, WGOD Radio, and on the internet at WGODOnTheAir.net. Now, on our website, I encourage you to go to the page there that says Discuss Today's Broadcast, and I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear what the Lord is speaking to you as you're in His Word together with me and all of us here. I love hearing comments. I love having Bible studies where people speak and will say, you know, whatever it is the Lord's putting on their heart. So I encourage you to go there, go to WGODOnTheAir.net and find that page there that says Discuss Today's Program. And I'd love to hear your comments. We left off on our last program looking at the veiled gospel and how Satan is the one who is deceiving people. That was verse 4, where it says, the god of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, would not shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. So that's where we left off. Let's pick it up here today in verse 7 and see where the Lord's going to lead today. I don't know where He's going to lead. Let's read His Word and see where we end up here today. Verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, so that the extraordinary character of the power may be of God and not of us, in everything being oppressed, yet not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, cast down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed or manifest in our body. For we who are living are always handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. So then, death is working in us, but life in you. You know, I think that's what life is. That's what the Christian life is we're always handed over for death, handed over to death for Jesus' sake. And it's always been this way ever since our Lord died on the cross for us. And since then, at that time in the first century, when Nero was feeding Christians to the lions and dipping them in oil and setting them on fire to light his arena as he laughed and burnt the Christians, fed them to the lions. It's always been this way. Now, I encourage you sometime to get the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, and look at what's happened to the Christians throughout the ages. It's always been this way. When the man William Tyndale, back in 1526, had the nerve to translate the Bible into English. They killed him too. One of his best friends betrayed him, and they were hiding in the bushes waiting for him, and then they caught him, and they demanded that he recant, and he refused to. He was burnt at the stake. His crime? Putting the Bible into English. These verses I read to you, ultimately, they come from his translation from almost now 500 years ago. Maybe you even have a King James Version. If you do, your Bible is directly is a result of this man, again, who we see, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be revealed in our body. You know, saints die in this world, don't they? There's just no stopping that. And I just want to encourage you here today that this is a spiritual battle that we're in, not a fleshly battle. Which reminds me and takes me to Ephesians chapter 6, which says this. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Let me encourage you today, friend, with an old saying of mine, and it's this: look behind the mask. Look behind the mask for you to see who your real enemy is. This is what God's saying here today. Look behind the mask. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That person that's coming up against you, look behind the mask. The fight, the terrible fight and opposition maybe you're having with one of your children, look behind the mask. The terrible fight maybe you're having with one of your parents, look behind the mask. The terrible fight you're having at school with a teacher or with someone, look behind the mask. Us Christians are always facing this. We're always handed over to death for Jesus' sake, because there is a spiritual battle and a fight that's going on for the souls of men and women here throughout the world. Look behind the mask. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That means the person that is coming up against you and you are dealing battle with, it's not the person themselves. But you got to peel back the layers and look and see who your real opposition is. And that, my friend, is Satan. He is the one who is your real opposition. He is the one who you're battling, not the person that you're coming up against. But you got to look behind the mask. I encourage you to be praying for wisdom, for what to do and what to say when you come up in these fights with someone. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, or verse 3, it says, "Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled among those who are perishing, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers." Now, if you're invading that territory, I encourage you, I remind you, look behind the mask and put on the armor of God and be prepared for battle. But God's your rear guard, and he's got your back, and he will be with you. He said himself, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God has got your back. Let me encourage you to be strong and steadfast in the Lord. And today, when you're dealing battle with people, when you are in a spiritual battle today, let me remind you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. That person that you're dealing with, that person that's come up against you, that person that hates you without a cause, hates you for no reason when you've never done anything to them, it's not the person. It's the one behind the person. Let's move on here in our text for these last couple minutes of our program today. Verse 13, "Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us through Jesus and will present us together with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not despair, but even if our outward man is decaying, Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. That's verse 16. I love that verse. Therefore, we do not despair. But even if our outward man is decaying or perishing, some translations say, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Is your inward man being renewed day by day? I hope so. That's not a guaranteed, I mean, work is required of you for that to happen. For you to be renewed day by day, for your inward man, you have to do that yourself. As it says in Romans chapter 12, it says, therefore I exhort you through the compassions of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your spiritual or your reasonable worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and well-pleasing and perfect will of God. For you to be renewed here every day, as it says here in this text, even if our outward man is decaying, the inward man is being renewed day by day. This takes a proactive approach on your part, friend. You've got to renew your mind yourself. You need to be in the Word of God every day. For you to be renewed, it's through the Word of God that this is going to happen primarily. Also through prayer, also through praise and worship music. For those of you who are here in this program on this radio station, you know what I mean. Prior to or after this program, or anytime you're down and out and you're going through something bad, you know you can turn on this radio station when there's music on and your soul can be uplifted and refreshed. That comes through renewing your mind or your spirit through worship. But really, I'd say the number one way that you are renewed day by day is through being in the Word. Through being in the Word. Remember, this Word is live. Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is living and active and sharp. It's sharp. Sharper than any two-edged sword. What does that mean? Man, that means the Word is going to cut out of you all of this worldly junk that gets attached to you day in and day out. When you read the Word and when you are obedient to what it says in this book, oh man, God is going to build you into a spiritual giant. And that's what it means to be renewed and transformed day by day into the image of Christ. It means like John the Baptist said, it means he must increase and I must decrease. I think we're about out of time here for today. That's probably where we'll pick it up here in our next program. Looking at these last couple verses here, as we look at our momentary light affliction, we're going to pick it up in our next program. So again, I thank you for joining me here. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. The Word of God today says to you and me that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And again, please, I invite you to come to the website at WGODontheair.net. Leave your comments on that page there for discuss today's program. Have a great day and God bless.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.